Welcome to the Small Business Marketing Ideas Podcast with The Joy of Marketing. If you're a small business owner in need of creative marketing ideas for your small business, you found the right place. MBAs, former ad agency marketing directors, and successful small business owners Sarah Petty and Aaron Verbeck are here to teach you how to compete in small business without discounting. And now for your jolt of marketing ideas made simple.
Hi guys, it's Aaron.
And Sarah.
From The Joy of Marketing, and we're back with another marketing idea made simple for you. Today, we're going to talk about planning, the business plan, the marketing plan, the promotional plan, and the sales plan. I know it's overwhelming, and I know you're probably thinking, stop, don't want to hear it, but it is so important for you to plan if you're going to be successful in business.
So let's look at what you do when you go on a family vacation. You have a plan, don't you? You don't just hop in the car, pack the kids up with all kinds of swimsuits and snow skis, and you just head in a direction, figuring you'll find the fun on the way. You know that if you want to go there, have a successful time, maximize your experience, and get home, you've got to plan it out. I know before I go on a trip, I print it out on MapQuest where I'm going. I highlight the route. I also have a GPS in the car and one on my phone. Okay, maybe I'm a little obsessed.
I think you are.
You know me, I'm all about backups. So I want to know exactly how long it's going to take. And if it says 12 hours, I want to make sure that I make it in 12 hours, maybe 11 hours. And if it says 3 hours, I know that typically I can make it in a little bit less than that. Or I plan 4 hours, knowing I'm going to stop a few times along the way. It doesn't mean we have to push 300 miles an hour to get there the fastest possible way. It just gives us an idea of how long it's going to take and how we're going to get there.
So here are four types of plans that we're going to talk to you about today and how you can use them in your business. Trust me, you guys, this does not have to be overwhelming. We're going to make it as simple as possible. And in fact, we're going to take just 15 minutes to kind of give you a high-level overview of each of these kind of plans and what they do to help you go where you want to go in business. So the first one is the actual business plan. And I think this is the one that's the most overwhelming for most small business owners because it's about the numbers, right? And we all know that the business plan is what you need to use to get funding from a venture capitalist or from a bank. And so it's like, oh my gosh, this is how I have to put my best foot forward and how I have to prove that I have a real viable business idea. And in reality, guys, it doesn't have to be that. The business plan is just about the numbers. It helps you make decisions like when to hire or when to build or when to expand or how much you can afford in rent. So it doesn't have to be pages long and really, really detailed unless you are seeking investors. All it needs to be is simply your goals. So how much do I want to earn this year and how am I going to get there?
So that brings us back to our GPS and our vacation and our business plan. With your vacation, you do all this planning to make sure that things are a success. And then people just hop in their business car and start driving. People don't know where they're going and how they're going to get there. We have so many of our coaching clients who ask us, you know, can I hire someone? Can I build? Can I expand? And we always go back to the business plan, the income and expense statement. And we look at, okay, you know, this, we know percentages and we know when you can hire and when you can build and when you can expand. So if you don't have a plan and you're not working from it and you're not understanding your numbers, you're just getting in the car and you're taking off. So we want you to look at creating a business plan. And like Aaron said, it doesn't have to be overwhelming, but it's how you make money in your business by learning those numbers.
So it's about your goals. It's about your vision and what you want to accomplish this year in terms of revenue. That's it. It doesn't have to have a mission statement. It doesn't have to be pages and pages and pages of why this is a viable business idea. It's just simply those three things. So next, we want to talk about the marketing plan.
The marketing plan is one of those things that everybody throws around. You know, I need to be planning, and marketing and doing marketing. And what most people are talking about is advertising when they say that. So that's one of the reasons we really wanted to clarify what all of these different terms are and why they're important to you. So the marketing plan consists of your SWOT analysis, for one. So you take a look at your strengths and your weaknesses and your opportunities and your threats. This is where you create your brand, who you are, your identity, your logo, what you look like, your position in the market, how consumers perceive you relative to your competitors. That is the one time that we talk about competition, because for the most part, we don't obsess about competition. You will make it or break it on your own skills and talents, not what everyone else is doing. But when you're positioning, you do need to know how consumers relate you to everyone else. So it's that overall who you are and how you fit into the marketplace. And then inside the marketing plan is what's called the marketing mix. In the marketing mix, you have four ingredients. So the marketing mix is like a cake mix. It's like the box that you get that has all the different ingredients to bake a chocolate cake. But in your business marketing mix, your four ingredients are your products, your prices, your packaging, and your promotion. The promotional plan element is what comes very last. That's where advertising and all the things you do to promote your business fall. But the other three elements have to happen first. What products are you going to sell? How will you price them? How do you package them to create value and separate you from the competition? So many times people mix those terms up, advertising, marketing mix, marketing plan, promotion. But really, the marketing mix is in the marketing plan. And within the marketing mix, you have the promotional plan element of the marketing mix.
And with the marketing plan and the business plan, these are things that are kind of longer term. They're not something that you do every 3 months, every 6 months, or even every year necessarily. If your business model hasn't changed and your revenue goals haven't changed much, then your business plan and your marketing plans are just things that you revisit from time to time, but they're an exercise that you go through. But it's really the promotional plan and the sales plan, which we're going to talk about next, that change up frequently and that you really need to keep your pulse on. And they're actually really fun too. So as Sarah mentioned, the promotional plan is part of that marketing plan. And this is the piece that really does change because it really is tied to the calendar. And it's tied to that business plan revenue goal of how much revenue do I need to bring in this year? How am I going to do it? The promotional plan answers how you're going to do it from a perspective of what promotional activities you're going to do to get customers in the door. So it ranges from everything to public relations efforts, to co-marketing with other business owners and charitable marketing efforts, social media and what you're planning to do with your social media strategy, advertising if you're planning to do anything online and offline, as well as direct marketing. This promotional plan is really a calendar for how you are going to get clients in the door at specific times of the year. So your promotional plan should consider key holidays and busy seasons when you maybe need to do less, or maybe you need to do more because the competition is really stiff during those times. But it really lays out the whole year for you. And you can do it 3 months at a time or 6 months at a time if the whole year is too overwhelming. But this promotional plan should also tie in your budget for your marketing activities and look at, if I do this particular promotion, how much money do I need to make from it for it to be a success? And then how much can I afford to spend on this promotion in printing costs or in advertising costs or in public relations? How much can I afford to spend to make this promotion a success? Now, your promotional plan is going to have some things in there that kick butt for you. And so you may want to change and do it a second time later on in the year. If you had something that did really great first quarter, you may want to do it again third quarter or fourth quarter. But there's also going to be some things in there that you plan to do that, you know, just flop. And that's the reality of it. In business, we have to kiss a lot of frogs before we find our prince, right? So you're going to have some promotions in there that don't do as well as you hoped that they would. But that's okay. You have to know that that doesn't mean your promotional plan was a failure. It just means that you are doing a good job of planning ahead.
With a promotional plan, it's so important for everything to be integrated. So your messages in all of these different places hit people over and over. So they read an article in the magazine or the newspaper about you, and then they see how you're tying in with the Heart Association for an event. And then you're on social media doing things on Facebook and talking to people. And then they get something in the mail. So all of these things work as an integrated campaign. So now we've talked about the big overall business plan, how to figure out who you are in your marketing plan, and then the promotional plan is what helps you achieve those business plan goals, well, then you need a sales plan. So what happens when those customers call and they come in the door? How do you figure out what you're going to sell to them? How are you going to get to those monthly sales goals? Is it 100 clients at a $1,000 average or 500 clients at a $200 average? It really is all math, and it doesn't matter what business you're in. If you're a photographer, if you're a hair salon where you have so many clients and the average sale is X, you can do your planning to figure out how to get them in. And so the sales plan is one of those things that helps us figure out what they have to buy to get to that average sale. So if you're saying your average sale used to be $800 and now you want it to be $1,000, how are you going to get them there? Maybe you have some packages or some bonuses at $1,000 or some incentives or some other things that you can do to get them to raise what they purchase. That doesn't just happen, you guys. It just doesn't happen that they come in and they say, oh my gosh, I love everything you have. I want to buy more, more, more.
That's so true.
We like those kind of clients when they randomly once a year maybe come in and we have to go, wow, whatever they drank this morning, I want to sell it. But what we have to do is we have to have a plan for those people. So it's not about price. What we're talking about here is your average sale. It's all about getting them to that average sale. So it's really as simple as how many people can I service? At what average sale can they invest so that I reach my goals? So Erin, that's really the bottom line, isn't it? When you make it really simple, you look at your business plan. If you want to bring in $100,000 this year, how many clients at what sales average? And then you sit down with your promotional plan to bring them in and your sales plan to sell to them, and you can get to those averages.
So guys, I hope that this has helped you and hopefully maybe debunked some of the myths about planning and how much time you need to spend planning and that you need to invest thousands of dollars on a consultant to come in and help you with your business plan or to purchase some type of software to help you with a business plan. For most of you, it doesn't need to be that complex. So if you want to dig deeper into planning, and we just basically scraped a very top layer of the icing off the cake here, we did cover planning in more depth this month in Cafe Joy, which is our monthly marketing subscription program. And for a full hour, Sarah digs in and she teaches you what you need to know about each of these different types of plans. And she even gives you worksheets so that you have a roadmap and you have your toolkit right there ready to jump in and get started. So with Cafe Joy, every month we teach you something new that will help you market your business. And it really ranges from all kinds of different things. Four times a year, we send you awesome, professionally designed graphic templates that you can use for marketing pieces to grow your business. And these are not just postcards, guys. These are elaborate designed marketing pieces that will make your clients go, holy moly, this thing is so cool. And it's going to get your phone ringing. And then we bring in experts that help you with things like work-life balance and rebranding and selling. And then, you know, we also four times a year do great things like this, teaching you about these four different types of plans and helping you create an actionable plan for your business. So Cafe Joy is just that little dose of marketing caffeine that you might need each month to keep you focused on bringing new clients in the door so that you don't have to discount. So if you are interested in learning more about Cafe Joy, you can go to www.cafejoy.com. It's just $59 a month. So something you may want to check out. But we're so glad that you joined us today for our podcast. If you haven't yet, make sure you subscribe in iTunes right here. And we are going to have two new episodes every month. So plenty of good new marketing ideas coming from us each and every month. So thank you guys so much for joining us today. And we are excited to talk to you again here in a couple weeks.
Have a great day, guys.
Can't get enough marketing ideas? Check out The Joy of Marketing's free resources at www.thejoyofmarketing.com/free for more marketing ideas made simple every day. And be sure to subscribe to this podcast if you want to make sure you don't miss an episode.